And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You are listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and more specifically, you were just listening to Wrong War. The song was called Count the Days. It's from a new 12-inch on Council Records, and now that I have updated you on all new music out there in the world, we're going to go into the past. On a previous show, done February's, you know, spacing them out 10 years apart, and so I was lazy, so I thought I'd just do the same thing and pick out records that were reviewed in issues of Maximum Rock and Roll from April's past. And so I started with 1983, which would have been the first April issue, and I was going through the review section and I just pulled out so many records. And then I got to 1993, going through the reviews section, I pulled out so many records. And so I was trying to pull out stuff that people were really into at the time. And so we're just going to get started. Records reviewed in the April 1983 issue of Maximum Rock and Roll. It was number 5. This is Scream, Came Without Warning.
You don't even come close. I ain't looking for someone that I could trust. I can't survive because I know someone cares. Fear robs people of life. That goes on. After all the compliments I paid you, you only remember the one that hurts. I need someone to talk to, someone that'll be there when I need them.
What's real about the world? Trying to put our cameras.
Welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You were just listening to a whole bunch of songs from records that were reviewed in Maximum Rock and Roll number 5, April 1983. A lot of those reviews are actually up online. You can check them out on the Maximum Rock and Roll website. There's a lot to go through here. We'll start from that last one and work our way backwards. That was The Joneses with Criminals in My Car. It's the B-side, the A-side of that 7-inch is an instrumental. Before that was Lepers, Evil Music. That is from the A-side of said 7-inch. Frantics, Face Reality. I'm sorry about the audio quality on that. That record has been abused, but the song was so good I had to play it. Prior to that was Lixomania, Massacre Inocente. I'm sure I said that wrong. My Portuguese is terrible. It's from a reissue of a 7-inch of theirs. It was clearly a reissue. Prior to that was White Cross, American Way. That's from the Fascist 7-inch. N.O.T.A., Toy Soldiers. Cheated a little bit there because what was reviewed was a cassette, and that is from a 7-inch. Prior to that was Code of Honor, What Are We Gonna Do, from the 7-inch of said name. Rattus, Meisten Kolu, it's the first song in the W.C. Rajata. I'm just killing this LP. I'm sorry, I apologize to, I know there's a lot of fans of that band. I like it, I'm not a huge fan, I'm pronouncing everything wrong. Again, apologies. Prior to that was Bad Influence, the song Bad Influence. That was also a 7-inch that was a reissue of their demo tape. It was the demo tape. I think they were a San Francisco band. The demo tape was reviewed in that issue. Before that, Artificial Peace, Someone Cares, from their split with Exiled, split 7-inch. Olo Seco, Lutar Matar. That is from the Grito Suburbano LP compilation. And I had started that off again with Scream, Came Without Warning, from the Still Screaming LP. So much stuff that I wanted to play, but I didn't play because I just didn't have the time. There's, you know, a Die Cruisin' record. I didn't even play anything from Minor Threat Out of Step. I play The Necro's Conquest for Death because the B-side, I just started reading the lyrics and was like, wait, are you complaining about parking for disabled people? Seems really messed up. If somebody out there actually knows the story behind that song and I'm wrong, that song's real messed up, please go ahead and tell me. I would like to know. But anyway, if not, I'm going to move on because we got to move on. This is from the April of 1993 issue. This is Crossed Out, Vacuum.
Just a mini-crime. For you, what it only has to keep you in touch. Yeah.
Oh, welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You were just listening to a bunch of stuff that was reviewed in the April 1993, that was issue number 119 of Maximum Rock and Roll. And what you were just listening to was Cable by Hoover. It's the B-side of the sidecar, Freddy 7-inch, Sleeping Body, Post-Prison Writing. It was the song, I think that's from their only 7-inch. Before that was Hell Crusher, Dying for Who, from the 7-inch of the same name. Struggle played Real Estate from their split 7-inch with Undertow. Drop Dead, Washed Away from the Rupture split 7-inch. Split 7-inch with Rupture, you know, whatever. And I started that out with Crossed Out Vacuum from the Man is the Bastard split 7-inch. A lot of that stuff got lost from Maximum Rock and Roll or purged or, you know, whatnot. Luckily, I have a lot of it at home. We have more to come, but I really have to read this set of announcements right here. If you want to listen to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, you can at maximumrockandroll.com/radio. You can email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. If you want to tell me about that that Necros song. Submissions, if you want to hear your stuff on this radio show, that just may happen. Send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only and cassette-only releases to MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California 94609. That is in the USA. You are more than welcome to donate to Maximum Rock and Roll to help us keep this radio show going. MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. Check out our Twitter at Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I'm sorry, I blew that. Check out our Twitter at MRR Radio. There you go. You can subscribe wherever you find your podcasts. I'd like to thank Brandy for editing the show. Thank Sam for all the time he spent on this. And there is a clean version. It is available for airplay at radio.maximumrockandroll.com. So check that out. Anyways, I'm getting back to 1993. You're about to listen to Jawbox, Jackpot Plus. hey, Maximum Rock and Roll here. You were just listening to Superchunk, Cadmium. It's from their hit Self-Destruct, 10-inch. I was in a band named after that record. Weird. Prior to that was Shock Treatment with Massacre and El Burger King from a 7-inch of theirs. Before that was Fastbacks, They Don't Care. That's the single from a 7-inch because Zucker can no longer be found in the collection. Prior to that was New Bomb Turks, Summer Romance. It's the B-side of the I'm Weak 7-inch. And again, I'd start that off with Jawbox Jackpot Plus. It was the B-side of the Motorist 7-inch. Again, those were all records that were reviewed in that issue of Maximum. And I tried to pick out stuff that was the most mentioned in the top 10s of that issue, because we had top 10s by then. And that's why it was pretty varied, which is kind of why I broke it up. Well, no, it's actually why I broke it up, not just kind of. But it's unfortunate that some of those records are gone or hard to find. There was some stuff I wanted to play that I couldn't find. There was something that I found that I had the green tape version of, because somehow I own that now. Anyway, I'm going to play you out with two last songs, and you'll see quite the difference here. One of them from 83, one of them from 93. The second song I'm going to play is Tsunami. The song's called Load Hog. It's from what I believe is called the Diner 7-inch, and I think Maximum in the review called it the 24-hour service 7-inch. Think they're talking about the same record. So I'm going to play that, and right now I'm going to play you SSD Control, Nothing Done, from the Get It Away LP.